Today, we've almost become used to this sight. Protesters en masse and the sound of Allahu Akbar, God is great. You can keep up with events instantly on Twitter, and there's 24-hour live news coverage. But 33 years ago, things were very different, and the Iranian Revolution that took place then wasn't captured in the same way. It was unprecedented, and it had one clear difference: leadership.
There seems to be a certain spontaneity about revolutions today, but at the same time, it could become very chaotic. It could degenerate in anarchy. At the end of the day, when a true leader emerges, it's a very powerful symbol. People still do acknowledge the importance of an iconic, charismatic figure.
Imam Khomeini was the leader of the Islamic Revolution, overwhelmingly revered inside the country, demonized by the West. He's defined Iran for three decades and intrigued and influenced many generations since. Every year here in London, hundreds gather to analyze his legacy.
Imam Khomeini's legacy, I suppose if you want to look at his greatest legacy, is the one that Islam or religion and politics can in fact be merged. We've come into a society where, you know, that religion and politics have been separated, and we've seen the degradation that's come about in the society.
Nabil Shabir says that for British Muslims like himself, this message has been particularly poignant because they feel they can be religious and politically active and take stands on issues such as oppression and injustice in a proactive way. Most people at this conference were young and non-Iranian. That in itself is significant, testament to the reach of Imam Khomeini's message. And perhaps particularly relevant this year, as revolutions across the Muslim world try to find their ground and take their first steps. Nargis Mobalaghi, Press TV, London.